Welcome to the Elevate Your Life podcast, where we help you find the keys to living your best life. We tackle issues ranging from physical and emotional well-being, all the way to strengthening personal relationships and paving the way to financial independence. Get excited to take your life to the next level today. Now, here are your hosts, Cheryl Morley and Paul Croteau.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Elevate Your Life podcast. Cheryl, we are doing episode number 122 today.
Wow. And I'm excited about it. This is a really, really good one.
Yep. So we're focusing on elevating your mind today. And Cheryl, we're going to be talking about how to elevate your motivation. I think this is going to be the number one listen to podcast just because of the title. Like, everyone's looking for motivation, I think.
I love it.
I feel motivated to do this or that.
Well, and I was super excited to realize when you and I were talking that there's actually a formula.
Yeah. I didn't know that myself, but came across this and in a different other class I was taking, and I thought it was super interesting that there was actually a formula for motivation. So yeah. What is the formula, Cheryl, to have more motivation to do something?
Okay. Well, the motivation formula is P times E times S to the third. P times E times S to the third.
That sounds complicating. Like, I wasn't really good at math in high school. So it's
Well, the exciting thing is it's not complicated. And we are going to go over what each one of these means so that it makes perfect sense. Which when I read it, I was like, what? And I was trying to, before I knew what it was, I was trying to figure out what they were. And no. It didn't, I didn't know. I thought the E stood for exercise.
Okay.
And it doesn't, but.
Well, just so before I even told you about this, like if I was going to ask you, Cheryl, what's the ingredients to motivation? Like why are some people motivated to do something? What would be your answer or the common person's answer to be motivated to do something?
Well, I would think it's because they want it bad enough, because of how bad they want something is going to depend on how motivated they are to go out and get it.
Yeah. Which is one of them, but there's two more parts that I thought was super interesting.
Yeah.
That I believe is 100% true too. So Cheryl, let's talk about the first one. So let's just use an example. Everyone can relate to motivated to work out. So you could say motivated to whatever, do this project, do that, whatever. Motivated to
start a home.
A lot of people have this tough thing with being motivated to work out. You know, I got to work out again.
Right. Well, and I think it's interesting because you have to have the motivation. If you want something, you have to have the motivation to do it. You can't just want it and that's it. Right. We talk a lot about a visualization and all of these different things, but it's super important to be motivated enough to get whatever it is you want.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So what's the P stand for?
It all starts.
In this motivational formula.
I think everything in life starts with this, Paul. I've come to kind of realize that it all starts with purpose, right? Why do you want that thing? What is your purpose? What's your why?
Yeah, if there's one thing to write down, it's reasons reap results. So Cheryl and I always talk about RPM. Got RPM everything. What is the result you want? What's the purpose? What's the map? RPM. So of course it's important to know the result that you want, but it's the reasons that reap those results. If you don't have strong enough reasons, you will never get the result you're looking for. So the result we're looking for, Cheryl, is to work out. I want to work out. So I know you need enough reasons to. What are some reasons why I should work out? What's the purpose of working out?
Well, the number one reason I would think would be better health.
Sure. And maybe that's well documented, that people who work out have better health. I mean, it's the number one thing for your immune system is working out, which was crazy during COVID that the first thing they closed was gyms. Yeah. Because that's the one thing you should have left open, because that's where people keep their immune system strong. But neither here nor there. What's another great reason to exercise?
How about feel great and look great? Two of them. Feel good.
I'm not sure I put them in that order, but... Yeah.
That's okay.
It's all about looking great, Cheryl.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly.
So,
but
yeah,
both of those happen with exercise. And so that's going to be a huge motivation, I think, to do that, to work out, right? What's another one, Paul?
Well, it's a not as commonly known as the three you mentioned, but it's increased BDNF, which is a neurotransmitter in our brains that really helps us stay more focused and avoid Alzheimer's and any kind of mind problem. So you the more you have of this, the better. And there's a lot of things that raise BDNF, but exercise is the number one thing that releases this neurotransmitter.
Oh my gosh, that is fantastic. And of course, for me, I always have more energy when I work out. So energy is going to be a huge one, a huge motivator for me to work out.
Well, it should be the number one thing because of the E part of the formula.
Yep.
Which is what, Cheryl?
Well, we've gone over the P, which was purpose. Now we're going to go over the P times E, and the E is energy.
Yeah.
Right?
So you could have the biggest reasons in the world why you should do something. I should do this. I really want to go do that. And the purpose is huge. The reasons are huge. But you're just tired. You know, I'm a little exhausted to go to the gym right now.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people wake up exhausted. We were just talking to a gentleman today, and he said, I get a lot of sleep, but I'm just exhausted when I wake up. And I think that is so important to really pay attention to. So the first one to keep your energy up is to get 6 to 8 hours of quality sleep.
Yeah, you need that. And Cheryl and I, we use this Oura Ring, and we keep track of not just the quantity, but the quality matters probably more than the quantity. I know we hear a lot about you got to sleep 7 or 7 to 9 hours.
I think 9 hours is good, Paul.
I know you do. I think you have alternative reasons why you
can. No, I'm all about the nine. I love it. I feel the best. If I just go to sleep and don't set an alarm, I will wake up at exactly 9 hours.
But we've seen people do that. And like you just mentioned,
feel tired.
That doesn't necessarily mean that they feel super energetic all day.
Right.
I know there was times where I slept in until whatever, 9 or 10 for whatever reason. And then I just felt horrible the rest of the day. Right. So it's quality matters too. So REM sleep is where your mind is recovering. So we go through a lot of mental stress all day long through just normal life. So we need that REM sleep. So getting 2 hours of REM, like when I get that, my mind is just super sharp the next day. So, and I actually took a screenshot this morning of my sleep from last night. So I got 1 hour and 50 minutes, which is really close to 2 hours. And I only slept 5:43, which is way lower than I usually sleep. I go at least 6.5, 7 hours minimum. But last night was, I was texting you. Like I was going to tell you, Cheryl, I thought you'd be in bed at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I was not in bed at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Then I got these people from the West Coast texting me, and it's only like 5 o'clock there or something.
Exactly.
So there's deep sleep. Deep sleep helps your body recover. So if you've gone through any kind of physical, exhaust, worked out, whatever you did that day, you need that deep sleep to recover just physically. So you don't feel physically tired. And of course, your sleep goes in these waves, and there's these cycles. So you can't just have REM and deep. You got to have some light worked in there too, because it's just the way the sleep works. So, boy, if you can get that at 33, like that's the ultimate dream. Most people that I see, because I'm involved in a lot of these sleep groups, their light sleep is 89%. I mean, super high. They're not getting the REM. They're not getting the deep. And we're going to do a whole podcast, Cheryl, on all the things that I do to prepare myself for sleep, the temperature, the supplements I take, the everything, the ritual I have every single evening that gets me to have these incredible numbers. Because if you're missing any one of these things, I know we also use essential oils. I think those are huge. We'll list them all for you. But everything helps a little bit to get you to these perfect numbers of sleep. And sleep is it was like 80 million people have sleep problems. I mean, it's a huge problem.
Well, I'm going to tell you one reason is that I don't think people know that their skin has sensors in it that can read the light.
Yeah, I just heard that too. Like, I didn't know that myself. That?
I mean, I was like, what? So if there's any light in your room, then it's going to throw off your sleep pattern.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know you always told me that you like, it's super black. Like, so I have these advanced lights in my house, these Hues lights that you hit night light and it kind of puts everything on like a really cool, super, super dim. But I learned that, like you said, your skin has these sensors on it. And just, if you can see your hand, you have too much light.
Yeah.
So I was like, wow. So I changed that. And that's part of the reason why I had these unbelievable numbers is because I'm sleeping now in pitch black.
Yeah. It's so crazy because that, and then cold. I love to have it really cold, which is super important too.
Yeah. And that's absolutely keeping the temperature of the room at a certain, but what's the number one way to help sleep, Cheryl? I don't know. I'll be surprised if you get this one.
I'm going to say that you can't watch screens or you have to turn off the screens.
That's super high. That's number two. If you're looking at an iPhone or an iPad or TV before you go to bed, screw the whole melatonin thing up, which goes back to having the room super dark.
Yeah.
But the number one thing that people who have super great sleep, quality sleep do is they expose themselves to bright light as soon as they wake up.
Really?
So if you can go outside and like look at the horizon, like during the sunrise and watch the sunrise, that amount of light, and I'm not talking about standing in your house, I'm like outside looking at the horizon, that amount of light tells your body that it's morning and that you should stop producing melatonin, you know, because if it's just producing melatonin all day, because it's kind of light, but it's kind of not like, and if you sleep with some lights on it, it makes it even worse because your body never knows the cycle it's supposed to go into.
Right.
So as soon as you get up, super bright light. And then as the day goes on, to reduce it to a point where in the evening you go, I know our friend Brian Johnson, he has these like red lights in his house. So at night, his daughter has to this red light, like you're on a submarine. It's the only light they're allowed to have on the whole house. You know, it's crazy. So you can take this to some big extremes, but we'll do a whole podcast on that. We're getting off topic here, but what's another thing, Cheryl, besides sleep that gives you energy?
Drinking 100 ounces of water every day. Super.
Yeah. Important. The number one cause for fatigue is dehydration.
Yep. So stay hydrated.
Gotta be drinking the water.
Also take your 90 essential nutrients. That is super important.
You won't have energy without the nutrients in your body. So if you're not taking those, if you don't know what we're talking about, connect with us, go to elevateyourlife.com. There's a button for Paul, a button for Cheryl at the very top. I don't know why everyone picks Cheryl, but I don't know. It's maybe we should come up with like a generic mailbox for the, you know, not just specifically, because I'm having a tough time with this self-confidence issue I'm having with everyone picking you to go to.
Oh yeah, right. Okay. Some other things that you can do to keep your energy up. Well, look at their exercise.
Exercise. Yeah. We there just mentioned it above.
That's what we're doing here. Becoming motivated to exercise, but that will help with your energy. It's so funny that it goes hand in hand, Paul.
Yeah. Yep. The next one I know you love, Cheryl.
Oh, cold plunge. There's more good things about a cold plunge than you guys could possibly imagine. Oh my gosh.
Now, how did you sleep last night doing the cold plunge so late?
Great.
Really?
Yeah. I have no problem with it. I could do it like 1 minute before I get in bed.
You said you wear like 800 layers after that.
Even though they say that you shouldn't do it, you know, you should like keep it to like 90 minutes or 2 hours before, but I have no problem.
So as you know, I did it late last week or, you know, a couple days ago. And I had the worst night of my whole life. Like I was just a popsicle all night long. And she was like, we got to put more clothes on. You know, you got to like put all these layers on. And I'm like, listen, it's not the outer area that's causing me to feel this way. It's my bones that are that cold. That
Well, you should get in 42 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're still at 50.
Yeah. Well, it's still cold at 50.
All right. Let's talk about the difference in the way you feel energy-wise when you're eating carbs versus your body using ketones.
Yeah, this is huge for me. I mean, this might be number one for me because if I eat carbs, I'm useless. Like I'm just super tired. They kill me because my blood sugar goes way up and then it crashes and I feel horrible. But yeah, when I'm on ketones, which I am right now, I'm a machine. Nothing can stop me. Like I just go, go, go. You got to think of ketones as like charcoal, you know? So maybe burning carbs would be like burning some twigs real fast. It's a quick burn. But if you have ketones inside of you, it's charcoal. I mean, you're burning all day long, nice and even, hot. It's the way to be. So that'll give you energy. Also, Cheryl, interesting enough, your peer group. So who you hang out with, who you become really. So if you're hanging out with low energy people, believe it or not, you're going to have low energy. So,
well, and I think what goes along with that too is like drama and, you know,
being people around with
complaining
a lot of drama
and this and that. And, you know, it just gets to a point where you're like, oh my gosh, it sucks all the life out of you.
It does. It absolutely does. That's why I keep my inner circle small.
Yeah. Well, that's best. And then number eight is your state.
Yeah. Now Tony Robbins put this number one.
Yeah.
Cause you know, the whole Unleash the Power Within event that he does is helping you realize that the energy is already inside of you. It's just bringing it out that people have a tough time with, but always know that you have another gear inside of you and that it's not the food that's going to give you the energy or anything else. The coffee, it's going to be your state, and managing your state is the number one thing. That's the number one thing on my list, Cheryl, to do every day is to make sure I have the emotions I want to feel and the high energy level that I need to do the things I want to do, help people elevate their lives.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. So we have done the P was purpose. The E times E is energy. And now we are doing the S to the third times S to the third. Now this is the motivation formula. And I love this, Paul. S to the third. I was so excited that this is what it is. I don't even think that I have ever heard of this. So S to the third is small, simple steps. Tell us about that, Paul.
Yeah, it's super interesting. You know, that we see people, they got this big purpose, why they want to work out. I got all these benefits to it. I got tons of energy, but you know, you just say, go to the gym. Well, a lot of people's brains are like, well, wait a second. Like, you know, so what are some smaller steps you could do? So if you break that down, instead of just go to the gym, your brain's
put
like
on your shoes.
Yeah. So if you, and research has shown, if you put your gym shoes like right next to your bed and you get out of bed and put those on, like that's already one step. You're like leaning already towards working out. You're heading. And it was something super small. One thing. Fill my water bottle up, you know? So if you can break it down to like, you know, two or three simple steps, your mind's like, oh, I can put sneakers on.
Yeah.
I can get my water filled. Now I can get dressed.
Well, you, know, you can sleep I can in drive your workout clothes. You can sleep in your workout clothes.
You could.
That's taken care of too. Oh my gosh.
You know, Cheryl, she got her sneakers. She wears her sneakers to bed too. I mean, she's just ready to go when she wakes up to hit that Orange Theory at 5 a.m.
Yes, I do.
So yeah, when you break it down to that. So let me just use another example. So I had on my to-do list, buy a birthday card for Cheryl. I do this all the time. Birthday card for anybody. Well, I don't have the card. And I don't have any stamps. So I keep on seeing mail birthday card to Cheryl, mail birthday card to mom, whatever. But there's something subconsciously inside of me that I'm like, well, I'll do that later.
You know what the hardest thing for me in this, Paul, is I don't have the address. That is by far
the address.
My very hardest part because I have cards and I have stamps, but I just don't have the address.
Yeah. So if you put as a small, simple step, get the address. Like, okay, I can do that part.
And why don't you keep the address somewhere where you'll have it for next time?
Well, most people do that.
Hey, listen, I'm just adding things in there that'll make your life simple.
Yeah. Because next year will come and they'll have another birthday.
Yeah, that's right. That's absolutely right. So what about this one really hit home with me, Paul? Like if you put things, so we're talking about putting stuff on your to-do list that are so big that your mind can't even wrap around it. And a perfect one is like, we'll redo the website. redo your website. Well, what?
Your brain's like, okay, we'll do that. Like, that just sounds large. Yeah. I'm just going to do that later. I'll go do these other things first.
And then six months
goes by and your website's still the same.
Yeah, that's right. Because let me tell you something. Don't tell me that you have to pick out a color. Now, what on earth, right? But just do small things, really small things. And I think that's such a great, in any part of your life, if you want to be motivated to do something, I'm telling you, do small steps.
Yeah. We've been launching this tax program. It's coming out. We're super excited about it. We're going to tell you all about it here in the upcoming podcast. So it's a tax course. We've been working with the greatest tax guy in the planet, let alone the country.
Yeah.
And, let's
say the greatest tax guy for home-based businesses.
Home businesses. Yeah.
Oh,
but you know, so all these things, we're getting the whole thing. We've got the course recorded. We got all this. We got all the documents. We got everything all set. So I text Cheryl the other day. I'm like, Cheryl, we don't have a domain name. Like, it's super hard for people to go to this thing without typing something into their computer to go learn about the tax course or take the tax course. So I put finished tax course. My mind just couldn't. I just always put that off because I didn't break it down into the simple steps that I need to do.
Yeah.
So when you see the simple steps, you're just motivated to do it. It helps. It's definitely a third of the equation here is to have these small, simple steps. So redo this. I'll just go real quick. Motivation formula, P times E times S to the third. The P is the purpose, the reasons reap results. You got to have the energy. So we went over the eight ways to elevate your energy. And then S to the third was small, simple steps to break that map down into super small things that are your brain's just like, oh, that's, I could put my sneakers on. I could do that part. And then you'll be surprised that leads to the next thing and leads to the next thing because it's super easy to do. So our plus one for today, Cheryl, to elevate your life, you must elevate your motivation.
Yes. And as you elevate your motivation, you will go from fine to fabulous.
You certainly will. All right. We'll see you on Thursday for Leadership Thursday.
Thanks for listening to the Elevate Your Life podcast. Don't forget to rate, comment, and subscribe so you never miss an episode.